Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, May 7th, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. At Microsoft Build, the company announced new features are coming to the Chromium-based version of Edge. Three new privacy settings, unrestricted, balanced, and strict, will affect tracking, from only blocking malicious trackers to blocking trackers from sites you haven't visited to blocking all tracking altogether. A new IE mode will open sites in an Edge tab that runs in the IE rendering engine built into Edge, and a feature called Collections that lets you collect text and images and other info into a note that references back to the pages the info came from. The notes can be emailed or exported to Word or Excel. Also announced at Build, which had a lot of announcements, Microsoft Word Online will get a new feature called Ideas that uses machine learning to suggest concise rewrites and inclusive language. It will give estimated reading times and decode company acronyms using your Microsoft Graph. It can also extract key points to help readers. Idea will also come with Word Designer, which helps style things like tables. These features come to Office Insiders in June and to everyone else this fall. Google announced a new version of Android Auto ahead of its I/O developer conference, including a more dynamic, persistent navigation bar at the bottom of the user interface, and allowing some apps to take over a section of the navigation bar for more granular control without requiring the driver to switch to the app itself. Twitter users can now add images, videos, and GIFs to their retweets or their quoted tweets on Android, iOS, and Twitter's mobile site, though not the desktop version as of yet. Twitter says it was difficult to design this in a way that made sense and wasn't overwhelming to timelines. The original tweet is now shown in a smaller indented box, with that user's avatar still visible, and makes your own media full width. Reuters reports that since April of 2018, Facebook has contracted with a company called Wipro Limited in India to manually review images and text posts from Facebook users to label them for subject, occasion, author intention, and two other dimensions in order to understand the types of things that users post on its services and how that's changing. The data includes both public and private posts. Wipro had about 260 people labeling a section of content from the last 5 years, now has about 30 people labeling posts from the previous month. Facebook says it has around 200 content labeling projects overall. Legal and privacy teams must sign up on all labeling efforts, and an auditing system checks that contractors are following privacy rules. Facebook says labelers in Timisoara, Romania, and Manila, the Philippines, are involved in the same project. WordPress's content management system, or CMS, is getting new security features in version 5.2 expected Tuesday, including support for cryptographically signed updates, support for a modern cryptography library, and a site health section in the admin panel backend, also a feature that lets site admins access the backend in the case of a catastrophic PHP error or so-called white screens of death. WordPress is installed on around 33.8% of all internet sites, so a lot of people are affected here, and these features help prevent threat actors from carrying out a supply chain attack on those sites. The U.S. Department of Energy announced that the world's fastest supercomputer, to be called Frontier, will be built by AMD and Cray for Oak Ridge National Laboratory by 2021. It's expected to reach 1.5 exaflops, have as much power as the next 160 supercomputers combined, and be used for nuclear and climate research. Frontier would be the second exascale computer in the U.S. The first is expected to be Aurora, which is being built by Intel and Cray at Argonne National Laboratory. China is expected to be the first country to exascale, with a Shugang computer coming to the center of the Chinese Academy of Sciences in Beijing in 2020. And finally, Electronic Arts' unlimited game subscription service called EA Access is coming to the PlayStation 4 in July. EA Access launched on the Xbox One in July of 2014. Back then, Sony said that EA Access didn't offer good value to the PlayStation gamer. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening. Talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.